With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
9:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now. Oriole manager Brandon Hyde. What's going on, Brandon?
Rob, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Thanks okay. for having me on.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Hey, look, I watched you throughout all of what's going on with this baseball team, and night in and night out, pregame, postgame press conferences. And towards the end of that, and 1-2 in a row, good in June so far. But how do you decompress in the midst of that long 14-game? What do you do to decompress, man, to get ready for the next one?
It's not easy, I'll tell you that. probably not one of my strengths either, is to let things, you know, to let games go. I don't know, Rob. you talk to your coaches. I just try to get ready for the next day and right. wake up in the morning, try to have a good attitude about today and figure out. I go through all my pregame routine stuff that I normally do on game day. And, you know, listen, when you lose that many and you're going through it, it's not easy. There's no doubt about it. And when you're, you know, fully invested in the team and what you're doing, it's hard to swallow and it's hard to watch. Yeah, you just try to move on the best you can and pick yourself up and just try to keep on going. I think we've done that. Hopefully we got over the hump and start playing a little bit better.
Right. I just want to thank you. I was a cop for 25 years. I don't scare you. You scared the hell out of me the other night, by the way. I was sitting right to your left when you jumped out of the dugout with DJ Stewart and you started screaming. So you definitely got my attention.
Sorry for scaring you.
I wasn't paying close attention to what was going on. You started. I'm like, what the hell? I looked to my right, and it was you. But it was funny. Anyway, the follow-up of Rob's question, like, you're the guy that answers the questions every night, and obviously you want to win. And what sucks about a rebuild is being in the middle of a rebuild because this is what happens. But your quote about, say, we look over match at times. Organization's got to get better up here. It's just going to take a while. Like Rob asked, how you deal with the losses. How do you deal with the frustration of not having the same caliber players as other people in the division? It's just a fact because, you know, they're developing.
Well, yeah, you just got to be realistic of and we're a ways away, and that's okay. We're there's a lot of good things happening in our minor league system right now that is going to bring a lot of, you know, it's gonna be good up here soon. It just takes time, and you know what you want to see is some of our young players, performing up here, and some of the guys that you could possibly build it, be a nucleus of a good club. You want to see them play well, and we do have that. You know, we have, Cedric's obviously played well, Mancini's played extremely well, Santander. For me, it's kind of got off to a slow start, but I think as he's getting healthy, he's going to start playing better. Still kind of playing with a sprained ankle and kind of grinding through it. Obviously John Means and, you know, Keegan Aiken, like these type of Zimmerman, these type of guys that you have control over for a while, you want to see them perform. And that's really the focus, really, these next 4 months is to have our guys continue to get better. And as our minor league system continues to get better and you see some of these high impact potential guys playing well right now with the two pitchers that are in Double A and Adley. You know, there's stuff coming, and that's a positive. So it can happen fast too. You know, it can happen hopefully faster than we believe it's going to. It has to. It did in Chicago. It happened almost seemed like overnight. Like we were bad in 12, 13, 14, all of a sudden really good in 15. And so you're hoping for that kind of for that to hit, but you never really know. It just takes a while. And that's the bottom line. And it is hard. It's hard to, you know, we're doing the best we can.
Brandon, I wanted to get to just plate discipline. It's something that we've talked about here on the show, and especially with young hitters. What are you looking at with these guys? Because I know how infuriated we get seeing a guy getting a 2-0 count, a 3-1 count, and hacking it. What we believe to be a bad pitch at home, I mean, easier said than done when you're in the box.
Yeah, that's for sure. And that's an area that, you know, we're going to need to improve just because it's so hard to hit now. And to be a good hitter in this league, you got to be able to be selective and not swing at pitchers' pitches and be able to really understand the strike zone. You know, we have only a couple guys really on our team that have done that in their career. You look back from, like, their draft status. So DJ Stewart's really one of the only guys that we have that's always walked. It's always had a high on-base percentage. But it's if you look at through our minor league system, like Adley's walked like 20-plus times already. We're having some offensive players that are more selective and walk. And it's just it's hard to put up numbers in this league against the pitching we face if, you know, you can't control the strike zone. And that's just something we have to get better at.
Here with Brandon Hott, Orioles manager. Brandon, listen, last year was weird, man. It was totally weird. You know, when we started all the Zoom stuff and not the regular press conferences, empty stadiums, you realize how weird it was even more so now because things are starting to open back up. This is your third season in Baltimore. What are you enjoying about Baltimore now that this thing is opening back up now? And how are you getting out and about and enjoying the city?
Yeah, no doubt. It's starting to feel back to normal, which is a great feeling. You know, last year, you know, we were here for two to three months, and you know, I didn't leave the room. I just went from the room to the ballpark and back. It felt like, and never went out in public. Never went out to eat. I think I played golf one time late in the season.
Yeah.
So this year, yeah, I've been out. I went out to dinner last night. Played some golf. Can do like some normal things again, which is a great feeling, and be able to have a life a little bit away from the ballpark.
Is the back nine looking better?
Back nine always looks better on an off day.
Hey, Brent, anybody this year surprise you pleasantly? I mean, Mullins has been the talk of the team, and actually he's somebody I've always rooted for. I got to meet him in spring training, thought he was a great young guy. But anybody like that really come up and surprise you this year?
Well, you know, Freddie Galvis has blown me away. He has been everything we could ask for and more, not only being, you know, a solid defender and giving us good at-bats, but this guy is such a pro, and he's been incredible in our clubhouse. He's a really good veteran to have just because he's got a ton of experience. He's been on different teams, played with, you know, he came up with in the Phillies organization that during those years, they were all veterans and he was kind of the young hotshot rookie coming up. And then they went through a rebuilding process. So we've talked a little bit about that, what he went through there. So he's been awesome. He's been awesome and a pleasure to have. So I heard that he was, you know, a great guy coming in, but I didn't know he was honestly this special.
I'm wondering if those bourbon bottles get a little lighter when you watch what's been going on behind the plate. You have to be pulling some of your hair out watching, you know, with
why,
the catchers.
Why what? Are you talking about the man's hair? I mean, that's,
well, hold on. Well, see, well, you guys, I'm in a room filled with bald dudes, and Brandon's, he's got his.
He's losing a little bit already.
This is my question, Rob. But no, but Brandon, in all seriousness, seeing some of the things that have gone on behind the plate have to be incredibly frustrating for yourself.
Yeah, we need to listen. We got to improve in all areas, and you know, we brought Austin Wins here just recently, and you know, all three of these guys are really nice guys, and they work extremely hard. They're getting a special opportunity here to really solidify themselves as major league players. And you know, sometimes we have good nights back there, sometimes we don't. You know, it's a work in progress right now. I think Winnie's going to bring a little bit of stability back there. He's kind of a catch first guy. He's got. Not, I really like Winnie's intangibles. I think, you know, if you look at both games he's caught. We've pitched well. Throws down good fingers, and the fact that he knows he really invests himself in the pitchers. So, yeah, just that's another area to improve on our ball club.
There he is, Brandon High. Brandon, we appreciate your composure that you keep, and also your openness in the interviews, man. Look forward to talking to you again in the future.
I guess composure sometimes, unless you're sitting next to me in the dugout.
Yeah, I had those seats right next to the Oriole dugout. It was fantastic.
but you know what? And Ed and I were talking about this. We agreed. Don't talk to my players.
Yeah. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, you,
and I text Rob because I'm in the stand. So I text Rob in the booth and said, what'd I miss?
it was just those things happen.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you get caught in a little bit of the heat of the bat a little bit, and I felt something was inappropriate, and I yelled out.
Hey, but how much does that mean to your players, though, like knowing that you have their back regardless?
Well, I think they know, you know, I think they know me, you know, and I'm player first, and I'm always going to have their backs, and I'm going to protect them as much as I possibly can, and as is the rest of our coaching staff, and that's not why you do those type of things. Mm-hmm. You do it because you're trying to stick up for what's right, and I think our players know that.
But Brandon, the catcher was on DJ's heels.
Yeah, he was right up on
He
him.
Was on his heels. I mean, back up a little bit.
I back up. They already lost two catches.
It wasn't about, like, backswings happen. Listen, I caught, so I that's probably why I am where I am. I've probably been hit in the head way too many times. But, those things happen. It was more of the reaction from the dugout, which I didn't appreciate.
Yeah, I got you. I understand. Hey, Brandon, thanks a lot, man. Good luck to you.
All right, guys, thanks.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.